following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
For lunch or dinner, it's Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food, Bandits, where you can enjoy Saks's Pizza, the area's favorite. Bandits' famous wings, Sparky, Buffalo, Sweet Teriyaki, Garlic Parmesan, and Spicy Breaded. There's Taco Chef and Chicken Salads, Meatball Subs, and an appetizer menu, which includes Tim's delicious taco meat and melted cheese nachos, toasted to perfection. Weekday happy hours from 4 to 6, and all day Sunday with ice-cold 250 huge mugs and $2 domestic pints and bottles. Grand Island's best sports bar with really great food. Head to Bandits, 13th and 281. Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see mostly sunny skies today with highs in the low 80s with a bit of a gusty wind. And for tonight, mostly clear skies as we drop to the low 60s with a light and variable wind. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Brad Rogers. Right now it's 68.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you at 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. The Sertoma game is Saturday. You'll hear that on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Mike, I said yesterday on the show that I wasn't going to do another Doug and Daddy Show until a home run was hit in the College World Series, so I just figured we wouldn't have a show today.
Got one last night. The only run in that ball game is Texas won, and they continue on. UC Irvine heading home.
And producer Jeff back at the studio. We played peanut butter jelly time yesterday, and the Royals won anyway, 10 in a row.
Attaboy Royals, nice job.
Good news.
What about Kansas City?
And I'll tell you what, well, it's fun.
Let's just put it at that. We've had our hopes up here for the last couple, 3 years, and they have played some decent baseball, but they have always went on that run in about May that kind of knocks them out of contention, and they play well in August and September to make it look good. But now they lead the American League Central by a game and a half, and they're keeping busy, and, of course, fun to hear the games on the breeze.
They play the Tigers again today. It's kind of a makeup game today from way back at the beginning of the season. They go at 12:08 this afternoon, and, again, we'll have it on the breeze beginning at about 11:30 today.
Well, we are going to be talking with the head coaches here at eight-man camp. Mike, you were out here earlier this week, and it was a little warm. Today, first practice, a little bit better for these guys.
I'll tell you what, the first day they were whining about 95, 97 degree heat, the humidity. Tuesday was the same thing. Now, all of a sudden, we come out here on Thursday. Heck, they're talking going swimming. They're talking about grabbing the golf clubs and heading out to the golf course this afternoon. Weather has improved, I think, a little bit today.
Well, what I always like to see, because we used to come over real early in the week. Media day was like Monday. And we've been doing the Doug and Daddy show basically on Thursday. And you never know if all the coaches are still going to be here on Thursday. And it's a good sign that they're all here still today. And in good shape, they say it's been a good week.
All the kids have been here. All the coaches are still here. They're getting racked up for the ball game on this Saturday.
I hear, and Coach Frex has been telling me that it's hard to concentrate on the game when they're all in here watching World Cup soccer all week long.
I see. I see they're really indulging in that today. I wonder how many hours have been spent with the World Cup soccer this week. Guys, been watching it at all? Everybody's going, no. Is it even on? Is World Cup soccer even on?
It apparently is a story. And we've got a game going on between a country that I don't know. Colombia is playing somebody today, so I'll figure that out for you. It's scoreless through 10 minutes. Even the College World Series is more exciting. But glad to have you along with us. We've got, as always, some great athletes from across the state and across our listening area. Glenn Lipska from Layton is going to be coaching the West this year. Dean Philippi of Exeter Milligan is coaching the East, and we'll talk to them in just a moment. But we have seen, Mike, kind of a changing of the guard here in this eight-man All-Star game. It seemed like the East was never going to lose again, and now the West has gotten the better of the deal.
The series all of a sudden is quite frightening. It's 19-17. The East has the advantage in this overall series, but it's been the West the last 6 years, six-year winning streak now for the West, including last year's thriller. It was 12-10 last year here at the eight-man All-Star Football Classic. But the East, they went on a kind of a run there. Back several years ago, from 2000 to 2005, they rattled off six straight wins. So a couple of big runs here for the West and now for the East. And right now the series is 19-17 in favor of the East. We'll see what the East can do with that this Saturday. Yeah?
Well, let's find out if the East is going to snap the losing streak here. It's not Coach Philippi's losing streak. It's the other guys that we made fun of the last six
Coach
years.
Philippi, he's never had a losing streak, have you, Coach?
Unfortunately, yes, I have.
not a six-game losing streak, have you?
Well, Coach, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How's camp been going for you guys?
So far, really good. Kids are having fun, working hard, and it's always a good atmosphere.
You have a little breakdown. Of course, the other coaches always like to hear what each other have to say in this segment, so I'm sure you know a little bit of what each other's doing, but when you put your team together, what were you looking to get accomplished with the talent level?
Well, just get a variety of the kids. You know, you always need to build with your line and that, and hopefully have some speed. And most of these guys, they played a lot of ball, so it's always a good mix. And they come in, they know what they need to do, and they just do it.
You're out of Exeter Milligan. You've got your Exeter Milligan quarterback in camp. Has that kind of helped things along on the offensive side of the ball?
He plays a lot of defense for us, too. So, right now he'll probably play defense, and we'll just see how it goes. But it's good to have him down here.
Dean Philippi of Exeter Milligan is the head coach of the East All-Stars. Let's talk a little bit about what your plan is. Start with the backfield, quarterbacks, running backs, who we expect to see there.
Well, it'll be a variety of guys. Again, we got a lot of depth in those positions because, a lot of those are guys that we took. So we'll rotate a lot of people. We expect it to be a hot day, so the more reps you can get or more rotation you can get, keep everybody fresh.
Sometimes the line is suspect. You never know if these kids are going into college, if they're staying in shape, if they're doing some different things. How about the line on both sides?
The same thing. I think early you're going to try to give them as much breaks as you can to keep them fresh. But, you know, we don't have a lot of true linemen here this year. We had some that couldn't make it. So the guys that are here, though, have been working at it and understand the situation and are going to make the best of it.
How'd you break things up? You're running the Exeter-Milligan offense, a combination of your different coaches that you have on hand, a hodgepodge of everybody else. You got a High Plains coach in there and a Wausau coach.
We're running a little of everything. You know, everybody has some good plays and kind of depends on the kids. We even stole some from Lawrence Nelson. So he's here scouting us. So we figured we better get back at him.
Coach, tell us a little bit. I always find it interesting. You maybe play against a kid during the year or you saw him on film and you never really got a chance to coach a majority of these guys. Is there somebody, I mean, we're all the way from Parkview Christian to Fullerton. You've got some new schools that have dropped down into eight-man. Who's a kid or two that has caught your eye that you really hadn't seen except on film before this week?
Well, there's a lot of them that have, and that's the nice thing about one of these. You get a lot of different kids. You get to see them. Some you coached against, and, you know, they're a lot different now than when you were prepping to play them. But, you know, the Hegman from Howells Dodge is doing really well. The Jardim kid, you know, is playing well for us, is picking up what we want him to do. And really all of them, we can't complain about any of them. You know, just soon list them all than not. But they've been a lot of fun. And in one of these games, you're always putting people out of position. You know, you got some that they're going to play different spots, and they're all willing to do that. And you don't have to tell them many things. They know what they need to do.
What do you think this game comes down to? We've seen some high-scoring affairs in this thing. Last year we had a 12-10 ball game. What's this game really come down to on Saturday?
I think who can control the ball, the turnovers part of it. You know, if you turn it over a lot, you give the other team advantages of, you know, more possessions. But I think that and then just tackling and then hopefully staying healthy.
We've seen a lot of big special teams plays, I think, in this game from years past that we've been able to do. Do you spend much time on special teams here this week in preparation for this game?
Yeah, you work on it, but, you know, that's always an aspect. And when you get a lot of all-stars like this, you know, that's a bigger part of it. And you usually have bigger plays coming out of it, and you kick off from the, you know, harder to get in the end zone because the field's longer. So makes it interesting on kick and kick returns.
Yeah, we'll go with a 100-yard field this Saturday. Traditionally, eight-man teams, an 80-yard field. So that's one change that we make here in Hastings.
Well, it's easier to break records that way.
Yeah, you got more field there. So plus, it's easier on the radio guys. The field's actually striped like a football field on a Saturday.
It's always fun to go do the championship games at Memorial Stadium. And you know you're going to get caught going 40, 50 feet. Then you go, no, that's not right. Dean, we're going to talk to Coach Lipska from Layton here. As you look at their team, what do you expect their strength to be Saturday?
Well, they've got a lot of size. So, you know, and I know they got speed to go with it. So I expect it to be a very physical game from them, both sides of the ball.
And it's not all about football. The community of Hastings, you guys get to do a lot of cool things. It's for the Sertoma. And again, like the Shrine, you've had to been an assistant coach to be a head coach. So you've been through this before. Just a little bit about the experience when you're not practicing.
Well, the Sertomas do a great job of putting this game on. They keep the kids active and busy in the evenings. They got activities for them. And I think that's good. And it helps with the morale. The East and the West kids get to mingle with each other, and they seem to be getting along good. And I think that's the biggest thing. They keep them busy, give them something to do instead of just being here bored. So
yeah, this is the biggest change maybe from the Shrine Bowl. Those guys, they're in Lincoln, and they're at different places in preparation for the ball game. Here in Hastings for the Sertoma game, these two teams actually in the same dorm together, and they practice at the same facility. So that's a little bit different change from what we had at Shrine Bowl.
It gets interesting. Sometimes too, are the guys getting along? Is there a little rivalry out there?
As far as our team goes,
yeah.
No, they seem to be getting along fine. You know, they're here. They're the all stars, so they're just enjoying it.
Well, Dean, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And would you like to predict victory right now?
Well, we're going to hope we can play them tough. we know they got the upper hand. We've been hearing that all week, so we're hoping we can compete with them.
The East is already the underdog.
Of course, at the end of the show, we got a reminder to go to Vegas and get the official line for Saturday's game. Dean, thanks for the time, and best of luck Saturday and the upcoming season.
All right, thanks a lot.
That is East head coach. Now, let me double check, because I said Philippi, Mike said Philippi. Your Polish German, give it to me officially.
Philippi.
Okay.
I told you. Well, Philippi's have been around for a long time down here.
I've said it a million times, and it ain't football season. I mess it up. So there you go. So Dean Philippi, head coach, longtime head coach with Exeter Milligan. Mike, do you know where Leighton is?
Oh, I know it's clear out there west someplace. How many hours away are you?
It's by Dalton.
Wow. Dalton, that's by Dalton Leighton.
Potter Dix.
Well, you know how they got the Leighton aspect.
Okay, talk to me.
Okay. Well, they took the last three names, or the last two letters of Dalton and Gurley.
Gurley, yes, I forgot about Gurley.
Yep.
Gurley's out there, too.
Yeah, Gurley's out there.
All right, drive me to this town. Can you drive me to this town? Do you know what highway do we start off on?
I don't really want to. but they've produced some good athletes out there. And the only reason I knew where it was as a young age, I actually had some relatives back in the day that aren't there anymore. So I knew about Leighton a little bit when it was just Leighton and it was just Dalton and it was some of those. But Glenn, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great to meet you. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's going great.
What do you think about this experience so far?
I was here in 2009 as an assistant, and doing the head aspect, it's different doing with the practice planning and stuff like that. As being assistant in 2009, the head coach, you're doing this, you added it. But being the head, this guy needs to be in this position, this guy needs to be, it's mind boggling, it's just kind of tough.
Well, and I think assistant coaches are more in charge of the social calendar, and the head coach doesn't really have to worry about that, right?
I'll go with that. But as a head coach, it's just trying to get the organization, and it's the special teams, what offense you want to run, and grabbing aspects from all the other assistant coaches, my assistant coaches, we've clicked very well installing the stuff that we need. But the hard part was, we have great athletes on this list of in trying to fit the right position where they needed to go.
What about your team? You've got the speed, you've got the size, according to your opposition. You've got everything it takes to build a football team.
I don't know, Coach. You said that. I saw what, the first day when the players come in, and the East, is that an East player? Is that a West player? But he has size too. Don't let him pull the wool over your eyes. But he has size too, and seeing some of his players, they look pretty decent. So it's going to be a battle. Being in the West, we don't see a lot of these players, especially on the East side, just during championship time and playoffs. I think it's going to be a physical game and a fun game. So,
Glenn Lipska is the head coach of the West, and as he said here in 2009, so he was part of the beginning of the streak of the West victories here at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game. It is unusual, Glenn, that the West coach usually very familiar with almost every kid on his team because it just seems to be a little more concentrated here, and then obviously some kids from the Panhandle will come in.
Right.
What about the kids you've seen and how you put this team together? Was it a little bit more of a challenge?
Yeah, you look at the cutoff line, like you said, there's a lot of, Panhandle kids aspects are coming into play. But when choosing these players, it was tough. Very tough. We sit in that selection meeting, and watching game film and looking at these players, and granted, game film is not going to tell you the whole story, and some of the players that didn't make the All-Star are great players too. It's just so tough selecting a wide variety of athletes.
Did you have something in mind when you tried to put this team together?
In 2009, when we did it, we came in as game plan. Obviously, we want to create that offensive line first because, you're looking at more skilled players that are coming in being nominated than linemen. So you want to try to establish, you know, your line first and then go from there. You know, but the skilled players, running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, whatever, you know, they could play any position. You know, Virka could play running back or quarterback, Fear, same way. I mean, granted, on our list, we have four quarterbacks, you know.
Tell me you're not going to have all four of them rotate on Saturday.
But, you know, but any of them guys, them skilled players, you know, they could play any position. I mean, they could play receiver, quarterback, or whatever. I mean, they're just athletes, you know, and trying to look through their, granted four quarterbacks, but I looked at them as athletes, you know, and dealing with this, the Western Nebraska, also, we talked about this, I think it was on Monday,
yep.
You know, so some of them kids that are on our team, I saw them play in that All-Star game too. So, you know, it was kind of a benefit there watching them play and seeing what we had.
Now,
so.
He told me on Monday that he's a guy that likes the pound of football, but yet we see four quarterbacks on the roster. It's certainly going to open up the playbook a little bit to come Saturday with four quarterbacks on the roster.
I think we've already found out what the 260, 240, 220, 220, all the big boys that are out there. And one of those kids, and like Coach Phillippe said, it's always nice if you've got a solid quarterback, somebody that can run your system. Yeah. And Alex Frericks is the latent representative.
Yeah, I mean, dealing with Alex, you know, he just knows the game of football. And he knows where, as at Layton, he was a leader. He was a running back, an offensive lineman. I mean, everything. He knew all the positions and knew where they needed to go. You know, so, you know, when they needed a question, he answered it on the spot. You know, so having him be here, he knows the game of football. And granted, I'm going to do a little bit of my stuff. I'm going to do a little Coach Ferrix and, you know, Berkey. We're just grabbing info and plays. We call him A-Dub. That's his nickname. but he just picks up the concepts so quick.
What about the other three quarterbacks that you got listed here? You got a kid from Palmer, a kid from, Arapahoe,
right.
And the other one from Sutherland. Talk about those three kids.
You know, them three quarterbacks, great kids and very knowledgeable. I mean, they can hurt you in every aspect, just not with their arm, but with their feet, you know. So, I mean, they know the concepts. You know what, terminology, each coach is going to have different terminology on certain things. But then four quarterbacks have picked up the system that, you know, the offense system we're throwing in and, you know, just the verbiage, you know, they're quick. They're quick, no understanding it.
Talk about that a little bit. You said it's going to be a mixture of maybe what you run at Layton and picking up some stuff from Alma and picking up some stuff from Ansley Litchfield. Just the terminology and the way you really call plays. Has that been tough to kind of put things together for this week?
Yeah. I mean, dealing with play calling and get everything in. You know, these kids, you know, rotating kids and looking at different spots, you know, and seeing where to put them. You know, and the play calling aspect. You know, we have to tweak something here and there. We'll do it. We'll make it easy for the kids.
So you're just trying to simplify what you do and make it easy on them?
Yep.
So, I mean, run left on two.
Yeah.
Great. go deep on one.
Our midget football days. Take the ball and run to the right.
Yeah, just draw it in the sand. Here you go, guys. Yeah. Here you go.
Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you here at 8-Man All-Star Camp in Hastings. They are working out at Central Community College. You get a couple practices in a day, get some fun in. Glenn Lipska is the head coach at Layton. He's coaching the West. I want to ask you about a couple of the kids from our listening area here. Mm-hmm. And I look to see who's coming from Hemingford because what a year they had. But from our listening area, you know, you've got Overton, Pleasanton, Elm Creek, Arapahoe, as we mentioned, Loomis, and a couple of others, Amherst out there as well. Jake Bartling is one of those kids out of Elm Creek, though, that has got a lot of notoriety in just about everything that he has done. What are you seeing from him? What are your plans for him?
You know, he's a pretty physical kid. I mean, it just is built, and you know, you're standing right here, he's a big kid. I mean, very physical. You know, we're looking, you know, he's played running back, so he knows that concept. And you know, on the defensive end, we got some spots dealing with them on the defense, so he's a good kid. I mean, all these kids are great. I mean, enjoy every one of them. So
I'll ask you the same question. Sometimes it's hard to point out a kid or two, but somebody that you only saw on film, but then when you got to camp, you went, wow.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, all these kids are great. The film doesn't tell the real story until we get on that field and see what happens. Every player has their special, abilities, Kohoi, I like his feet. He's got quick feet, no one really stands out above everybody else. Yeah. Everyone has their little traits that they have. So,
we've talked a lot about offense today. What about defense? Is there any special rules for defense for Saturday, or can you do basically anything you want?
Yeah, the way it sounded in 2009, when we were playing in 2009, we had restrictions. We had to play a certain defense, and we couldn't blitz until, I think the second half, if I remember right. But it's this year, it's whatever we want. And I think the reason is, they want to be a totally offensive show. I think they want the defense to determine a lot of things, the defensive plan coming into play. So,
Glenn, tell us just a little bit. We talked about generally with Dean about what else goes on besides football, but what are some of the things that has been going on in the community that you guys have been working with? So tell me what some of the activities you guys have been doing.
Coach and I, I think it was Tuesday, we had to go down to a luncheon, deal with the Saratoma. It was a Q&A dealing with the Saratoma, and that was great. What Saratoma does, dealing with the community, dealing with the hearing aspect, it's wonderful. And they did a little, we talked football, and it was great. But dealing with the activities with the kids, last night we went to an RC airplane demonstration out here. I think it's Skylark Field, out here. We've done that, just being out in the community and mingling, it's been great, so.
And finally, Glenn, we do have an email here in the Dead Popper inbox. This comes from Dean in Exeter. He wants to know if you got any trick plays lined up.
Oh, you got always have trick plays in the game of football, but, how many? He's going to have to guess on that one.
he tried to tell us what they were good about. What do you think they're going to be good about?
What they're going to be good about?
What scares you Saturday?
What scares me is power football, and I just like looking at their kids. They're going to be. It's going to be a physical game, and like he said, he wants to control it. Hopefully we can control it. The aspect of the game a little bit, but
what do you think? Is there pressure, Mike? Is there pressure now they got this long winning streak going? Is there pressure on the West?
Obviously, these players were not involved with a winning streak, but is that brought up? Has that been brought up this week that the West has got a string of six in a row?
I think it might have. I mean, I don't know.
A time or two?
Yeah, a time or two, but it's the experience in being in the moment down here more than anything, and getting on that field. These guys know how to play the game. And like we've said, some of these guys, this is their last time, we're here to play football. Let's play some football and get it done.
I always love watching the guys because when we're here, they're getting ready to go to lunch. They're wearing their camp T-shirts or they're wearing their favorite team's T-shirts. And then what was that Hawaiian looking rainbow tank top we got going? Which kid was that? Do we know which kid?
McClintock Will, from Burwell. Yeah,
that's back in the old stomping grounds too. You can't wear that to the rodeo, man. You can't do that, Willie. At least if he gets lost, we'll be able to find him. Glenn, best of luck, and thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Danny show.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to take a break here. We are live at 8-Man All-Star Camp. What do you think, Mike? The line is in. The line is in from Vegas, but we'll wait till the end of the show to reveal that.
We're going to come out with our predictions.
Well, I'm not giving a prediction. I'm just giving you what the line is. I'm not saying anything about anything.
The line has been set.
I have nothing to do with this. I just find out what the line is, and we'll put it out there.
Okay.
Hey, folks, Misco Sports and Ord is now under new ownership, so stop in and say hi to Steve, Jeremy, and Megan, the new owners. Ask them about getting your Husker gear for the season. Also, they're carrying ASICS footwear for the whole family. If you need to come see the same great people that have been getting you better equipped for the games you play, they're still serving all of the schools and all of the state of Nebraska from their headquarters there in Ord. And stop by, say hi to Steve, Jeremy, Megan, if you get a chance, Misco Sports downtown Ord. We'll take a break, and when we come back, a couple of the all-star players are going to be joining us, including, we got Jake Bartling, we got Hayden Cahoy. They're going to be joining us. And then we've got Logan Fleming from High Plains and Wyatt Schoenholz from Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. So we'll talk to a few of those young men when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Virgil Kincaide, you horn toad, I'm calling you out.
Otis Chesterfield, what do you want with me, Sidewinder?
You bought the last three Nebraska Lottery Summer Red Scratch tickets from the Mercantile, and I want them.
So you can enter the 100K giveaway and be one of 15 people to win a share of $100,000?
That's right. Now draw.
You draw.
All right, hold it. Why don't you two just go home?
Stand aside, Miss Lucy. We got a score to settle.
First off, you can buy Summer Red Scratch tickets at any Nebraska Lottery retailer in town. Second, the longer you stand there, the less time you have to enter the 100K giveaway. And third, you guys do this every week and never fire a shot.
Well, golly, Miss Lucy, shooting would be downright unneighborly.
This is just sad.
Enter the 100K giveaway from the Nebraska Lottery. Details at nelottery.com. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
You saying we ain't responsible?
Oh, shut up.
Yes, sir.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Doug Duda here for Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. Name two things you hate worse than unreliable internet service. I can't even think of one. Thank goodness we have Prairie iNet. I love these guys. They're local, so if there's ever an issue, you can talk to real people in our country. I called Prairie iNet to handle my internet service because the service is notoriously reliable, they're local, and best of all, Prairie iNet doesn't make you sign a contract ever. What does that say about Prairie iNet? That they don't force you into a contract? You know that they'll work to earn your business every month. You'll love your service with Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. No risk, no contract, and the switch was so easy. One call and their professional team had me surfing in no time. Plus, if you mention my name, you'll get your first month free and a six-month membership to Netflix. What are you waiting for? Call Prairie iNet, your internet provider. 308-535-1858. That's 535-1858.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones.
Cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 1 till 8. Saturday and Sunday, 11 till 5. Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Mike Will, my co-host today here in Hastings, where eight-man all-star camp is going on, and everything looks good around here. They've been really working on the campus over the last couple, 3 years, haven't they?
Working on the camp?
Campus.
Campus.
Here at CCC. Looks good.
Well, it's because you come down here every once in a great while. You can spend a little bit more time at Hastings.
You got it covered. This is twice in 2 weeks, man.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're thinking of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to keep your lawn looking great all year round. Shrubs, rocks, trees, the custom concrete edging, which means you get style and functionality to your new or existing landscaping. Have a yard that looks like you spent hours on it with the help of Johnson Lawn and Landscape, getting you all the work done. Serving the Tri-Cities online at NebraskaLandscape.com or give them a call at 237-LAWN. Call them today, and don't forget, stop into the nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. That's Johnson
Lawn and Landscaping.
And who's playing in that World Cup again today?
Ivory Coast and Colombia, and shockingly, 37 minutes in, scoreless. Scoreless.
How much of that are you watching? Between zero.
Okay, here's the deal. I looked to give the score on the afternoon sports, and I paid attention when the U.S. was playing the other day, and I'll maybe pay attention Sunday when they take on Portugal.
That's about it.
It'll be here on ESPN Radio. It's big. I'm not making fun of it. It's just not the sport we choose to watch. And if the United States continues to do well, it'll give us something else to talk about for a little bit. Now, I know Jake Bartlett, huge soccer fan. I mean, he does everything, you know, track, basketball, football, tiddlywinks. He's a pro at bowling. I mean, he can do everything. And Jake out of Elm Creek is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, part of the West All-Stars that'll be playing on Saturday. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Now, you get to go first, so you can get – I know you, all these guys, then when they come on, you can make fun of them because you've already had your turn. But how's it been? Is it everything that you thought it would be this week so far?
No, I got to say it's been a lot more fun than I thought it would be. Hanging out in the dorms, I thought we'd go to practice twice a day right after each other, go eat, come back, go to bed, do it all again. But we've really had time for fun and just hang out, get to know all these guys that I never thought I'd get to meet.
A lot of the players, you've fought so hard against some of these guys, maybe for 4 years, maybe in junior high. You've known them on the other side, and then you finally get to maybe talk to them a little bit when you're on the same team. Who's a couple of the guys that have been like that you've had to compete against that now you've kind of become even more friendly with this week as you try to win for the West?
Hayden Cahoy, J.D. Callahan, Blake Hansen. Cahoy, we've played baseball with each other on the same team in the summer, so, I mean, we've had the friendly side before, but a lot of the other guys, it's always just been enemies, so it's been fun to get to know them and be on the other side of the stick with them.
What have you seen out of the Western All-Stars on the practice field now? What about your football team for this week?
It's a great team. I mean, I'm lining up against some of these guys, and these guys are some big guys. I haven't practiced against people with this much skill in a long time. I mean, with my own high school team, you just don't see this much talent on an 8-man team. So it's really a lot of fun, and you get a lot out of the practices. I mean, you don't usually go against the guy with your same ability at Elm Creek, so it's great.
Even as good as Elm Creek has been the last couple of years, now there's an all-star at every single position. And we're talking with Jake Bartling from Elm Creek. What do the coaches have planned for you on Saturday? Where are you going to be playing?
I think I'm going to be playing a little bit of fullback. They're going to use me to set the edge to bring in the blocks for the other backs that are maybe a little bit quicker than I am. And I'm playing defensive end on the defensive side of things. And I think that's great because that's what I'm going to Kearney to play, and I've been playing linebacker, maybe a little rusty at the DN position, and I'm relearning it and getting some good experience for that.
So there's our tip for offense. So you're going to maybe try to get outside. Everybody's kind of, yeah, see, hear that. Glenn, is he still here? There's our tip for the day. He's not going to tell us what he's going to do with his four quarterbacks, but they're going to try to get to the edge and seal that edge off, so look out.
Jake, was there any of the guys that you have never seen play that's impressed you in camp so far?
Yeah, there's quite a few people, like Ty Spies. I've thrown against him in discus the last couple of years at the state track meet, but I've never seen him play, and he's a big kid, and I like what he's doing, and he's also going to Kearney to play. He's going to be my teammate, and he's a good guy. I look forward to playing with him some more.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened at camp so far this week?
Oh, no.
Well, Hansen and Eberly went to Walmart last night, and they bought a pack of Speedos for the pool this afternoon.
Oh, no. And I heard that's at 1:30, so we have to be out of town by then. Well, Jake, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We look forward to seeing you as a member of the Lopers. It's been an outstanding high school career, and best of luck this week.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Jake Bartling from Elm Creek. We're going to talk with Hayden Cahoy of Overton next. We'll slide him in here. Hayden, as we talked about, this has been a good rivalry between these two teams. Very successful, deep playoff runs over the last couple of years, Mike. So kind of kind of neat, whether you're East or West, to see these guys play together for one weekend.
I think you brought it up before. You see a lot of that on both sides of the ball. Exeter Milligan has got some guys that they have been banging heads with the past couple of years. So this is just one instance that we're going to see in this game. Now your teammates, how is that?
It's a little different, but you get used to it after the first day or two, and it's a lot of fun. I've been playing against Jake for like 10 years, you know, Sunday league basketball, baseball, and now our teammates, and it's a lot different, but it's a lot of fun.
Okay, Hayden, we'll kind of start where we left off here. Besides you, who's the coolest guy on the team?
Oh, the coolest guy on the team.
Nobody
it's
comes
not
close.
Frex, that's for sure. It ain't Frex. I don't know. They're all pretty cool.
What's some of the things that you guys have been doing besides practice and football? What's some of the activities that you guys have been enjoying?
We haven't been sleeping. We got some tables from all the other pods. We've been playing some Pong till about 5 in the morning. And we had played Pong baseball. And what else did we do?
Who's the champion of that event?
Right now, we have a tournament going on. Me and Jake, of course, we're leading it right now. We're looking to bust into the finals this afternoon and see what we can do. But
well, you guys probably set up the rules everything.
They invented the game.
Yeah, they invented the game, so they set up the rules. Of course they're going to be advancing onto the championship.
We're looking to do some pretty bad things in that tournament, though. So.
Well, Hayden Goy of Overton with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What do they have in store for you Saturday? Where are you going to be playing?
I'm running back on the offensive side and then some safety, maybe some linebacker on defense.
And, of course, J.D. Callahan, your teammate at Overton, is also here. How are things going with him? What's he going to be doing?
I'm probably the end, and I think probably guard and offensive end, I'm guessing.
What? Let's see now. We found out a little bit about the playbook over there. We don't want to put you guys too much on the spot.
We do.
Okay, go
sure
ahead. Mike, go ahead. You ask the question. I'll hide under the table.
Yeah, what about these four quarterbacks on your roster? How are you using those things out there?
Well, we're all playing running back, and then the quarterbacks are doing running back and both, and we're just going to pound up the middle about every play.
Have you guys even run a pass play in practice this week?
We haven't. Maybe two. I don't know. Might put some in this afternoon. We'll see how it goes.
I think we need to hide in the bushes for the afternoon practice session. I have a funny feeling something's going on in this West offense that they're not willing to elaborate on.
Last time I was in the bushes, law enforcement was involved. we don't need that. Hayden, what do you know about the East? Do you get a chance at all to even walk by when they're practicing, or have you guys been talking amongst yourselves what kind of a football team that they have?
We've been talking to them in the dorms a little bit and just kind of about like who they have and how they think they are. They have a lot of athletes, and they're a lot of fast athletes, and they have some big kids too. But we don't really walk by their practice that much. They're always out there about half an hour before us anyways. So we just kind of walk by and do our stuff, and they get done, so we don't get a chance to see what they're doing. But maybe that might change. Might have to sneak out there and watch them a little bit. Never know.
What's been different about a practice here this week as opposed to a regular high school Tuesday practice?
I think it's a lot more chill and relaxed. At our practices, they're pretty intense, and we go against the GV. So, I mean, hitting them is not really – don't really worry about that. And here, though, we don't tackle or hit because we don't keep our guys fresh. And it's just – it's a lot of repetitions, getting to know the plays. The playbook that the coach from Layton has, all their plays are a lot different, but they're pretty easy to pick up to. So a lot of that's just been repetition, getting that in our heads so we have it down for Saturday.
Hayden Cahoy, Overton, what's up next for you after this All-Star game? Well, what's in the future for you?
I'm going to go to Lincoln and study nutrition and athletic training.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Great career. Let's see you wrap it up in style on Saturday.
I will do. Thank you.
That's Hayden Cahoy, Overton. He is one of the many area players that will be on the West All-Star team. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Then we're going to come talk to the East. I understand, Mike, they're going to be predicting victory.
Uh-oh.
That's what I hear. Logan
break
Fleming,
the, break the
Wyatt
string.
Schoenholz.
A six-game losing streak.
It's not their losing streak.
No,
that's
it's
what
not.
They keep telling me. They had nothing to do with this losing streak. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coolest beer. And hottest topics. Yesterday we asked you which of the undefeated College World Series teams do you think has the best chance of winning it all? Virginia, Vanderbilt. You got a vote, Mike?
Oh, Virginia.
And 75% said Virginia. I said Vanderbilt I thought was going to have an easier time getting to the final. Texas wins it. I think they're going to beat Texas. I think Ole Miss and TCU are pretty good, but they still have to beat Virginia twice. But I took Virginia. 75% of the listeners took Virginia as well. And now, here's the big question. ESPNSuperStation.com. You can go vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question. How will the U.S. men's soccer team fare against Portugal? Win, lose, or draw, man? What's going to happen?
Or no one cares.
I said they're going 1-2 at the very beginning, and so that means they have to lose. I'm not rooting for them to lose.
I'll say they'll drop the next game.
Okay.
Well, as much as my World Cup knowledge.
We hate America, apparently. Let's see if everybody will vote for a win at ESPNSuperStation.com. We'll be back with more of the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth back at the 8-Man All-Star Camp after this on ESPN Radio.
Kick back and relax at the Flatwater Music Festival, June 27th and 28th at Prairie Loft in Hastings. Enjoy a craft beer and listen to live music by bands from Nebraska and across the country. We'll have music workshops and performances, plus kids' activities, a 5K trail run, games, food and art vendors, and more. Daily admission is only $10, and kids under 12 get in free. Find details at prairieloft.org or on Facebook. See you June 27th and 28th in Hastings at the Flatwater Music Festival.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Play ball! Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Hastings at the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Camp. The game is at 1:30. Mike Will have the call Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, and ThinkMidway.com. Midway says that they would like to give away a brand new truck to the MVP of the 8-Man All-Star Game on Saturday. But, of course, that would hurt their college eligibility, so they can't do that. But they would. They would. And so that generosity, I mean, that's enough to go take a look at the great deals that they've got down with their hassle-free pricing at Midway. What do you think?
I like the idea. They can give it to the radio guys. Ooh. We can certainly handle that.
Yeah.
Plus, they award one for offense and defense. We maybe get two trucks. What do you think?
I'll talk to Andy Dan.
Yeah, all right.
By the way, the 11-year-old Lucy Lee playing in the United States Women's Open shot an 8 over par 78. I didn't break down her scorecard. I know she had a couple or three, I think, double bogeys out there. Some of the guys here at 8-Man Camp are going to go next door to the Elks course and play today.
This guy's on my team.
I will guarantee you.
Yeah.
I will guarantee you, and I'm throwing this out to Logan, who's right here. Nobody here can shoot 78.
I don't know. At Elks.
Logan, what do you think?
I can.
It's pretty wide open. Well, 18 holes, bud. Ooh, you can't 18? Stop after 14 or 15.
I don't know about that then.
78? Come on, bud. Help me out. 78?
Maybe 76. Maybe 74 if I'm lucky.
Nice, nice. See? He was at the state golf tournament. Logan Fleming from High Plains is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for giving us some time. Great to meet you. And
nice to meet you too.
Hey, High Plains has been doing some good things in football. Did you have anything to do with that?
No, not really. I'm trying to make my team look good out there.
What do you think of this 8-man experience so far?
It's been a lot of fun, meeting a lot of new kids and stuff, and it's really fun.
Tell us a little bit about what they've got in store for you this Saturday, where you're going to be playing.
Mostly probably defense, but if they really need me, put me on the offense and try to run the ball, but yep. Swiss Army knife out there.
Yeah, that's what he told us during the break there. I've heard that you guys will have a different way of calling plays. Because if you give the turkey call in a certain way, the West will have no idea what you're talking about. So are you some kind of professional, or is this just something you do to bother people?
Something that I do, you know, just to have fun with other people.
Now, can you do it on demand, like right here?
Go ahead.
I want to hear the turkey call because it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Was that good?
That just sounds like a fat guy on a Naga hide couch. That's all that sounds like right there. You know, on a summer day, he's just trying to get off the couch. No, I'm just kidding. Does it work?
Yeah, it actually works. I don't even go with a mouth call, and I just go out there and use my hand, and it works.
There you go.
I got no talent.
We said there's all kinds of talent out here. We didn't know we had that type of talent out here.
Not football talent. I keep my turkey call.
That's some big-time stuff here.
Okay, so you got the turkey call. Anybody else in camp have something a little unique about them that you found out?
I haven't seen anything yet, but I don't know.
It's still young. It's only Thursday.
Yeah, it's only Thursday. I got until Saturday to find out.
Mike, ask him about the game over here. See what else he knows.
What about the East? Your team, what do you think of it so far?
Oh, well, I love the team we have. We're big and fast and pretty much got everything you need for a nice football.
Yeah,
good football team.
Coach Phillippe, he wouldn't tell us anything about the offense. So what's going on here?
Well, so what are you going to be doing? Throwing it all over the yard? Yeah, running it hard? What's going on?
Coach is looking at me right now. I'm not giving it away. Run the ball a lot and suck them in the pass ball probably. So.
Logan Fleming joining us here from High Plains, and coach at high school was Greg Wood. He'll be playing for the East. What about some of the guys on your team that maybe have stood out in your eyes or even surprised you? Maybe might be a captain when we get ready for Saturday.
Oh, well, there's some kids I already know, and we played them a lot from like Exeter Milligan, Nolan White, and James Luca. Really good athletes and really good kids. And Luke Hageman from Howes Dodge, we played him before, and Wyatt Schinholtz from BDS. A bunch of great kids.
We're going to talk to Wyatt next. You got a Wyatt story? Remember, he gets to come on after you.
No, he's kind of quiet. He doesn't say much, but he's a good athlete.
All right. Mike, anything else for Logan here?
Well, he's on his way to Concordia to play basketball next year, so I'll get to see him for the next 4 years. What about playing basketball for Concordia?
Excited to play basketball in college. Always wanted to do it, and sport I love.
And in High Plains, you guys had a couple opportunities. You got to play at the Heartland Events Center, correct? Was that one of the highlights? What else was highlights?
Yeah, that was fun playing there, but one of the highlights was playing in Pinnacle Bank Arena. That was nerve-wracking and fun. I mean, not too many kids get to say they played in there.
Well, first year that it went on in High Plains, got to be a part of that, and hopefully some great things ahead of you over at Concordia. So best of luck Saturday, Logan. Thanks for giving us some time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. From High Plains, Logan Fleming, the master of the turkey call.
That was impressive.
I can't do it.
Yeah,
I couldn't. I can make weird noises.
I don't even know how he does it. How do he do that anyway?
Well, it's
okay,
some
it
kind
stuck
of
a, his mouth over here.
It's a lip under the teeth, and then you bite, and then you pull a hair out of your leg, and
all of a sudden there's some kind of tweak my nerves is coming out.
Well, from Bruning Davenport, Shickley, Wyatt Schoenholz joins us here. Does he do that all all the time?
Yeah, he does a lot.
Is it pretty annoying?
He's pretty outspoken.
Does he do it in his sleep or what?
I don't know. I'm not his roommate, so that's hers.
Well, has it been more fun than work this week for you guys?
Yeah, I'd say. I thought it'd be a lot more not fun, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
When you found out that you were going to get to play in this All-Star game, kind of what were your thoughts? Because obviously you had a great team. There's a lot of great teams. You can only get a couple kids from each team, max. Yeah. What did you think when you got the letter?
I was pretty excited to go and play with all the other All-Stars. Everybody else is pretty good, and pretty good to put us all together at once.
What do the coaches have planned for you as far as
probably
offense?
Defense? Mostly defense. Put me back at safety, but I can play offense too. Probably in there.
Have you been shutting down your offense when you guys are going head-to-head this week?
It's kind of back and forth. One day we win, one day we lose. So.
Yeah. Is there a lot of that in the All-Star game? Do you open this year, your offense and defense, or yeah. You just go through drills? Or
it's more, we've been doing a lot of offense, defense.
Wyatt Schoenholtz from BDS joining us here. You know, we've went through three interviews already. I forgot. How's the food been this week? I heard it's been pretty good.
All you can eat.
What's the highlight? Is it different every day, or is it just buffet every day?
Buffet.
Can we slide over there?
Guys are already starting to come back. The food's gone, I think, for today. We've kept these guys here too long.
No, we can't. We won't do that. Tell us a little bit about what has been going on in practice. Everybody seems like, is it really going to be run, or do you actually have some pass plays in there?
Probably trying to mix it up quite a bit. We probably want to run more. We want to pass, but we'll see what we can do.
What's kind of been what's been the highlight of the week? There's a variety of things you guys get to do.
Activities we've been doing, the fun activities, going bowling and playing miniature golf and all that stuff.
Who's the ace bowler on this team?
Ooh, I don't know.
Anybody break 100?
I probably didn't bowl with the person that was pretty good. So you're pretty bad.
Mini golf? Anybody that was
bad.
You guys didn't break anything.
No, we didn't break anything, but it was bad.
Wyatt, tell us, for the general fan out there that doesn't know about the 8-man All-Star game, or maybe is Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, they always go watch the 11-man game. What makes the 8-man game so great?
It's something different. Everybody doesn't watch or 8-man like you watch 11-man every day, like in college and professional. But 8-man's just a little bit different. Everything goes faster. It's a smaller field and everything like that.
Not going to be a smaller field on Saturday, however, as we go 100 yards. Usually more wide-open affair. And now with the West, with these four quarterbacks, I'm really anxious to see how they're going to get into the end zone. Are you guys going to do you prepare for that, knowing that there could be something up their sleeve with four quarterbacks on the roster? Do you even worry about that?
I wouldn't say we really worry about it, but we know what's out there.
Wyatt, what's up for you after the 8-man game?
I'm going to go to SEC on Milford to be like electrician.
All right, buddy. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and thanks for sliding in and chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
From Bruning, Davenport, Shinkley, that's one thing. I mean, that's why Schoenholtz joining us here. Mike, you just see, and it's interesting when you get into the playoffs, and again, we covered more of the West. You may have seen a few more of the East teams when you see a Giltner or something like that, and there's something that's unusual too. I don't think we have a Giltner kid this year, but you take a look at the West. I got to see Landon Swedberg play from Wallace. He's an outstanding football player, just one of the many that you made. Blake Hansen from Hemingford, as they went all the way to the state championship game. It's kind of neat to see some of the schools that are starting to emerge on the scene. Fullerton drops down to 8-man. Kurt Kanopic, I got a chance to see him play. He's on the East squad this year. So just some of those that you wouldn't normally get to see play.
And next year, a local team around here, Blue Hill, they dropped to 8-man ranks next year. So obviously next year at this point in time, I would imagine we'll see some Blue Hill guys on this roster.
And is there any truth to the rumor that Alma will be preseason number one next year? No, Isaac Freck's assistant coach saying, don't put that on me, brother. Don't put that on me. 8-man All-Star game. And, Mike, you'll have the call. You were talking with some of the folks on Monday. The line is out. And
all right, give it to me.
It's kind of a surprise.
Uh-oh.
It's a surprise to me. The West on a six-game winning streak, correct?
Okay. Yep.
The West has won six in a row. The East has been installed as the favorite by 2.5 points in this game. I can't believe it.
Well, look at that.
I can't believe it. I don't have anything to do with it.
This was set
my sources tell me the East is favored by 2.5.
Well, normally when I do this for entertainment purposes only, when I see a team that's favored by 2.5, I usually take the other side.
Uh-huh. Well, it was kind of neat because it was just a 2-point game last year.
Yeah, it was 12-10 last year. I did that.
The West did not cover. The West did not. I think the West was a 7-point favorite last year, if I remember correctly. So I'm just telling you how it is. The East been installed as a 2.5-point favorite.
And wow.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. A couple other sports notes, and then we'll kind of wrap things up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Royals baseball getting ready to get going here on the Breeze 94.5, so check that out. Big game tonight, Nebraska Danger. IFL playoffs begin to continue on with football. They're at Colorado. They beat the Ice 55-50 in the playoffs last year, but the Ice have beaten them twice this year. Both competitive games, both teams 10-4 on the season.
That's going to be a tough road trip for them. They don't match up, I guess, very well with them, the Colorado Ice. So that could be a tough battle out there. If they happen to win, they get to play in the championship next week.
I've just been informed that the Kansas City Royals magic number is 92. 92
to start the countdown
to make it into the playoffs. We mentioned this yesterday. Brett Maher, a former Kearney High and Husker kicker, he signed on with Winnipeg a little over a month ago. We went through training camp, was in their one preseason game that they played so far. Then they released him, but he was immediately picked up by Ottawa. So I guess he's getting a chance to see Canada. Their first preseason game is set for tomorrow. Coach Tim Miles made it official yesterday. Nebraska is going to play UNO. I mean, I can't even call them baby brother, but UNO represented last year, made a postseason tournament at 17-15, and Coach Miles says their RPI is probably going to be in the top 150, so instead of playing South, East, Northwest, Coastal Carolina State, they're going to play UNO.
And he's got some friendship relationships with UNO and the coaching staff there.
Yeah,
so
Coach Hanson.
He didn't think it was going to be a yearly deal that Nebraska would play UNO, but you never can tell.
Now, I do have to smile a little bit because Lee Barfnecht, who kind of broke the story in the Omaha World Herald yesterday, said, you know, the Mavericks is not going to be a walkover game for Nebraska. They won at Nevada. They were there with Iowa, Minnesota, UNLV late in each one of those basketball games. But, I mean, it's still baby brother.
UNO, of course, moving up from Division II to Division I, the kind of transition period, and they're still in that. So,
God, can you imagine if UNO pulled the upset? If you hate Creighton
fan, wow.
Can you imagine what you would think about UNO? Gibbet has filled their boys' basketball position. They have taken two of their assistants, Jackson Kenton and Steve Yockey, and made them co-head coaches for next year to replace Paul Reinertsen. So they have a rebuilding project there at Gibbon with the new head coaches taking that over. So we'll see how things go there. Hastings St. Cecilia still, Mike, when I saw that, it reminded me, they still haven't named a girls' basketball coach. And it's getting kind of late, isn't it?
I know they had some different coaches. Kerry Hofstetter, the Hastings College women's coach, she kind of ran camp a couple of weeks ago. You know, if there is something going on right now, we don't know anything about it right now. But, they should be naming somebody soon.
Also, I know after lunch today, you're going to be back over to the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals that are going on at the Adams County Fairground. They're just wrapping up the first go. I think maybe we should take some of these football players out there and let them impersonate rodeo clowns.
Some of these people from up there in Burwell or something, they should be able to tell us all about the rodeo, shouldn't they?
They've got well represented, and that's going on again tonight at 6, tomorrow 10-6, and the short go Saturday is set for 1 o'clock. And the NSAA U.S. Cellular Cup standings, which is puts together all the greatness that each school did in a variety of activities. And for Class A, Lincoln Southwest was the winner. Grand Island finished in fifth. Class B, Omaha Scut was the winner. Grand Island Northwest finished in seventh. Class C, Columbus SCOTUS, the winner, followed by Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic, Cozad, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Minden were also in the top 10. And in the Class D, this is boys and girls combined, Bruning Davenport finished in fifth. Amherst was also in the top 10. And then they go on to break it down by boys and girls. Cozad and Amherst did win C and D on the boys' side of things.
That's kind of the main cup, so to speak, that they award each and every year. By the way, baseball tonight, Hastings 5 Points Bank was supposed to play Rawlings, Wyoming. not going to play Rollins, Wyoming tonight. They decided not to make the trek into Nebraska. That team was actually heading to Omaha for a tournament, so they canceled out of that. Hastings won a 6-5 12-inning affair last night over Brighton, Colorado, a team that is heading to Omaha. They picked up a game at Hastings last night, but a 6-5 12-inning win for Hastings last night over Brighton, Colorado. Tonight's game against Rollins, no go.
All right, well, that'll give them a little bit of a break because they were playing 9 in 10 days, yeah. So they're keeping real busy. We had Coach Kindig on yesterday. Again, we want to thank Isaac Frex for helping us out here and the coaches at the eight-man All-Star game, Glenn Lipska from Layton, Dean Phillippe from Exeter Milligan. We got a chance to talk to Jake Bartling of Elm Creek, Hayden Cahoy from Overton, Wyatt Shenholz from Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Logan Fleming from High Plains. Tomorrow, we continue on the road. We'll be at the Kearney Country Club as part of the Tasha Kider Memorial Scramble. Registration's at 10:30. They'll have a snag demonstration about some of the golf equipment that they are putting into the elementary schools in Kearney. That's at about 11. Then they'll tee off at noon. We'll talk with Matt Shaner out at the Kearney Country Club. Among our guests tomorrow, Damon Day is going to slide in as my co-host. So if you want to know more about that, or next Friday at the Kearney Country Club, it's the Kearney Catholic High School Foundation 4-person golf scramble. Contact the Kearney Country Club for more information.
So that's why you have the golf clubs in the company vehicle.
The golf clubs are in the vehicle so that I can practice as often as possible. Just when I thought I had something figured out, I didn't. So we're not quite back to square one, but a lot of work to do. And also, folks, again, so much going on this weekend, but if you get a chance, Saturday night, the Cole Roseberry Memorial Fund is going to have a get-together with Tuscan Road Band out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Around Saturday, a free well donation, free burgers, hot dogs, and chips for the entire family from 6 to 7:30. The Tuscan Road Band plays from 7:30 to 12:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. So if you get a chance, head on out there. And all of the proceeds go for home necessities of Kearney school students. And a great cause there on Saturday. So, Mike, you don't have to do baseball tonight. You got a break.
It's show prep time.
Okay.
It's game prep time for Saturday, much like these guys for the rest of the week.
37th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star game is at 1:30 this Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. Pregame is at 1:15. No predictions, again, because I don't want to put you on the spot because you're not out of here yet.
And the guy who does the game can't make the prediction. Right. On the game.
You're Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
You're Brent Musgrove.
So
I mean,
we can slide out of here.
HR. That's going to wrap things up. Producer Jeff, thanks for taking care of us today, and we will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, college baseball, TCU tonight in another elimination game against Ole Miss. I think it's going to be a dandy. 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:45. For Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us, and don't miss Saturday's 8-man All-Star game here in Hastings.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.